This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
People listening, it's Thursday, the 8th of November. Well, we have 1 week under our belt already, the first part of November. How do you do? It's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Normally, Jennifer starts off the hour. I'm curious as to here, because you weren't with us yesterday. You were taking care of some of the biz there locally. What is your overview of the... There are still people who are pondering the election results, et cetera, et cetera. So give us the benefit of your thoughts on that, Jennifer, if you would please.
I think my home state of California is a lost cause. We vote for taxes and regulation and are very reckless with our voting in the state of California. And I would also tell you, just as a reminder, when people say that their vote doesn't count, I'm watching a race in California right now for an assembly seat that is separated by 3 votes.
Wow.
Not 300, not 30, 3 votes. And so now the provisional ballots and absentee ballots are being counted to be part of that total. There's about 200,000 of those, so no doubt there'll be some clarity. But when people say, oh, I don't really think I should go vote, it doesn't count, 3 votes. As far as nationally, I actually think it was a mixed bag. It's exactly what I had kind of predicted ahead of time. I predicted, I think, that Republicans would pick up the seat or two in the Senate and that Democrats would win 20 to 30 seats. Now, if they had been at the low end of 20, then Republicans would have kept control of the House. Now they're at the lower, you know, they're at the higher end of 20. And it looks like, or maybe even into 30, that Democrats will take the House. And I don't necessarily think that that's something for a lot of alarm, a lot of celebration, or a lot of panic by either party. I think that the American people like a balance of power in their chambers of government, and I think we saw that reflected in the fact that Democrats won the House. I also think the Kavanaugh effect had a huge impact on how people voted in the Senate. Every Democrat that was up in a red state seemed to have a real problem defending their seat because of the Kavanaugh vote, and I think that was probably a misfire, especially with the last week or so showing us 3 different women that have come out and said they made up the charges against Brett Kavanaugh and never even met him. So I think that was an impact. I think it could have been a blue wave if the election was held 6 months ago. Instead, I think Republicans should be pretty happy at the results. Plus, silver lining, if you are a fan of President Trump, I think he's going to need a foil, and you can't go. I think this actually helps him with his bid for re-election in 2020, because I think Democrats like Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi will probably not be able to help themselves, and they're going to be compelled to investigate. And instead of getting things done, they're going to be spending 2 years investigating this president. He's not going to be removed from office, even if they start impeachment proceedings, because the Senate is held by Republicans. So I don't know. I think this could actually be an opportunity for President Trump, because I think he's going to be able to say, look, I tried for 2 years to do all of this stuff, and these Democrats, all they wanted to do was look at my tax return. So, you know, it'd be nice if we could unify and get some things done. I think that there's so much division that probably won't happen, and ultimately that probably helps Trump with this reelection bid.
What did you think of Trump making or taking shots at the Democrats in the way that he did, listening to the audio from his press conference yesterday when people immediately started asking him about impeachment?
Well, I think it was actually harder on Republicans at the beginning. He started going through the list of Republicans who had lost, and apparently many of those Republicans were kind of never Trumpers, but we're not being very quick to embrace the message of, or his platform, his administration's platform. So he started off that way. And then he said, it was actually a unifying tone until the media started asking questions. He said, look, Nancy Pelosi's worked hard. I want to work with her. She says she wants to work with me and we'll go forward. It was when the media started asking questions where he said, look, if they want to spend taxpayer dollars investigating things that didn't happen, well, then maybe I have to push back a little bit And that's the Trump tone. I wouldn't expect anything less. He pushes back when people push at him. And I think what you saw yesterday was a move to change the news cycle. He's been wanting to get rid of Jeff Sessions forever, and he's got a clean place to do it. And everybody on TV that I watch is panicking that Jeff Sessions is going to fire Bob Mueller. The reason that they replaced Jeff Sessions is because Trump wants to unclassify all of the documents that Democrats are giving him so much crap about. And Sessions, for whatever reason, wouldn't do it. This guy will unclassify the documents, and I think that's good for all of us. Let's see what's really in them. If, you know, if there's nothing to be worried about, then let's see it. And I think that's exactly what we're going to get is a big document dump over the next month or so.
Document dumps. Don't you just love it?
I love that.
Now, you want to talk about the shooting? And hi. Yeah, this
yeah,
is crazy.
Well, I think while we're in California, yes, let's get to the Thousand Oaks situation and what is yet another blemish on our already well-blemished skin with regard to these sorts of things. Yeah, what do you find? What's
this
the latest?
This is something that I just woke up to, and it's at an establishment in Ventura County, California, so just north of Los Angeles County, in a community called Thousand Oaks. Very upscale, very nice
yes.
community. There is a bar there. Actually, it's a restaurant and a bar. It's open for lunch and stuff during the day. It's called Borderline. And it's typically a country western bar. I used to go there a lot, actually. I haven't been in years, in probably 5 years, 4 years maybe. So I don't know if they've changed the layout. But this place was absolutely or is absolutely huge. When you enter, you can go off to the right. There's a huge dance floor area where they would do country line dancing and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then on the left, it'd be separated by a big bar. They had a lot of tables, pool tables, a big outdoor patio, and that sort of thing. So a really big establishment. And apparently last night, or this morning, depending on where you are, about 2 hours ago, a gunman walked into that facility and opened fire and has killed 12, including a sheriff's deputy. This was just updated in a press conference from the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. Authorities say that the responding deputy was shot and taken to the hospital, but no other information on the victims were immediately known. The report said the shots fired came in around 11:20 p.m. at Borderline Grill, and tonight, apparently, according to the website, was called College Country Night. They have that every Wednesday. There are a lot of colleges in the area. Probably most notably, the one you would know is Pepperdine, is in Malibu.
Just
and
over the hill.
Up the canyon, exactly.
Right up there. Yep.
And that's what was going on when this shooting occurred. They don't know why. They don't know who this person is. He is dead right now inside this facility, so they're trying to investigate motivation. But according to the LA Times, at least 30 shots were fired. And again, an accurate shot, because at this point they think 12 people are dead because of the result of this gunman.
So this sounds that we've talked a lot. One of the things that impacted more people than this sort of thing last year was the shootout in Las Vegas. This isn't many people, but feels like the same or similar kind of thing. You just walk in and start spraying around with no. There are just too many of these things. It's hardly a week that goes by, and then we talk about it a little bit, and then we don't talk about it until the next one happens. We talk about it again, and we still. Real leadership, it seems to me, whether it's state leadership, local leadership, national leadership, really digs into this, doesn't give us a lot of lip service, doesn't give us a lot of foolish rhetoric, but gets into what it is we really need. We kind of know what the real issue is. There are a couple of issues, but getting to it and stopping it, whether it happens elsewhere around the world or not, there's got to be some, unless we are on a death spiral as human beings, this kind of stuff can't. As productive, progressive human beings, if we keep letting this stuff go on, and you say, well, what do you do to stop it? I don't know. Maybe there's smarter people around than we are, but nobody's really applying themselves, other than the political rhetoric, which is nonsensical. To deal with this sort of thing, it takes real leadership, whether the leadership is international, national, regional, local. There needs to be real leadership when it comes to putting an end, slowing down, stopping this kind of event. There has to be somebody's got to take the bull by the horns and come up with some sort of a plan and that people can agree on. And that's the problem. It's like every other thing in this country. There's no agreement because everybody's got a political stake. and some thinking about themselves only. They're not thinking about the greater good. That's the problem with a lot of these politicians, and it's, again, whether local, regional, national, there's got to be some leadership. There has to be some leadership. So, anybody else want to weigh in? You're welcome to if it's something that's new.
It just feels like such an uphill battle, you know. I agree that there needs to be leadership, but what are they, what can they, I don't know, it's just, what can they do?
That's the point. You don't know what they can do until somebody comes up with an idea or a position or a...
But haven't we already exhausted every option?
No.
We obviously haven't because it's still going on. But no, listen, what I'm saying is, in terms of every option, in terms of every opinion, okay, so we either, you know, you can't ban guns because that's a Second Amendment issue, so that's not going to happen. It seems impossible to track everyone with a mental illness, and even states that do a good job at it, there's still people who fall through the cracks. It seems like how it's catching sand through your hands. How do you really do it?
I don't know. If somebody follows me enough to send me a ticket for a 40-cent toll that didn't get paid on the Massachusetts Turnpike, then there's enough technology to do that. There ought to be enough technology to handle this sort of a reality. Who's got guns? We have so much surveillance. I was going to say supervision, but it's surveillance. I don't know how we are living in a police state. And it seems to me that we ought to, with all of these police and all of this surveillance, come up with something that deals with the immediacy of an action like that. It looks like they responded pretty quickly, actually, to it.
Yeah.
But the long term doesn't look... I don't see this society, this kind of stuff going on in a...
And we won't deal with mental illness. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to deal with the hard facts that people are sick and that we don't have any real way to control that. You know,
right.
Other than a 5150, we get to hold somebody for 72 hours. And I know there is a gray line. I mean, there's so much gray area between what is appropriate with mental illness and what isn't. But, man, until we start dealing with that, this is going to happen whether it's guns, rocks, vehicles, or... a firework. I mean, it's just, it's going to happen. When people want to do bad things to people, they'll find a way.
Yeah, there's no settling it here, but it's something that we aren't really...
Wouldn't that be nice if we could?
Yeah. Here's a focus on something that all of us encounter every single day. You go to bed, you get a good night's rest, or you don't. One or the other. Usually, some people have a good night's rest for 4 or 5 hours and they wake up. They toss and they turn. Your pillow has gone flat. You're frustrated because every pillow that you've bought goes flat. Well, that's because most pillows are designed to break down. So you go buy another one. When you wake up in the morning, you have sore arms, sore necks, sore backs. Your fingers are numb. You toss around all night long and you know it. Then it's time for a different pillow. And the best pillow on the market is none other than the pillows you can get at MyPillow. They did the research. They studied sleep disorders. They determined the best way to build and sell a comfortable pillow. And they've been in business for 12 years now. Great American story led by Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow. If you want to get a good night's sleep, I guess the bottom line here, I don't guess, I know because I get a good night's sleep. Jennifer does, Victoria does, because we're using MyPillow. And you can wash them, you can dry them. You can do it in cold water, warm water, detergents, all kinds. It's just really a fabulous idea to do the best you can for yourself and your family. Go to MyPillow.com. And do what we've done. Do what so many tens of thousands, not millions of people here in our country and around the world have done. They bought MyPillows. And you now look through the catalog, see all kinds of different pillows. You can buy one at the regular price, get the second one free. No matter what the pillow, you can do that right now. MyPillow.com is where you go. MyPillow.com. With the code DJV, you get that fabulous deal. Buy any of their pillows at the regular price. Second one is free. Automatically, you'll get a second one free. MyPillow.com. The code to use, the magic code, is the DJV code. 21 after the hour here on the DJV radio program.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Many of us in the radio biz admonish the first stations that go to Christmas music because we think they do it too early. It's been a month since the first radio station changed to Christmas music, and now pretty much everybody who's going to be in the Christmas scene has changed. And there's one thing in common that pretty much every single one of these Christmas stations does. The first song out of the box is this one. Jimmy Helms and Jingle Bell Rock, according to radio research. Pretty amazing.
You mean Bobby?
I said Bobby Helms?
You said Jimmy Helms, but, you know, maybe they're brothers.
Bobby Helms, that's right, too. Where did I come up with Jimmy?
I thought a woman
just call him Mr.
Mr.
Oh, no, I guess
Jingle Bell Rock?
Rock and Brenda Lee.
Rock around.
But Brenda Lee sings this, too. It's just not her song, but she has
right.
done a Christmas
exactly.
album.
Yeah. So this is the first song, and already people that study, well, there's somebody studying everything, as we all know. People studying radio trends say this will be the song that gets played more than anything else this year. Last year, the song that was played more than anything else was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's always been in the top 10, but for whatever the reason, somebody's looked at playlists. You know, nobody has discretion anymore. All these people who program these stations, they have program playlists, and they tell, even if there's a live announcer there, he's still looking at a sheet of paper that says, the next thing I'm going to play is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. Anyway, that'll be
But this song doesn't there. Bother me. Like, I could listen to this over and over.
Think about rock?
Yeah, this is one of those that
in
doesn't
run
really...
horse lane.
It doesn't Jingle really kind of get to the point where you just were like, oh, enough already.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, crank it up, Kara. All right, next up, musically on the DJB program, 26 past the hour, Joe Walsh. Another year under his belt, ready to take up a notch for this week's second annual Vets Aid Benefit Concert. The event, starting last year in Fairfax, Virginia, raised $400,000 for nonprofit organizations working with veterans. It's going to be in the Tacoma Dome in Washington, which has a capacity of 23,000 for the show next Monday, featuring James Taylor, the Eagles, well, at least Don Henley's be with him, Chris Stapleton, and I think this is really, I like the idea of them doing this. Ringo Starr, who is Walsh's brother-in-law, will make a special appearance for a finale of the Beatles with a little help from my friends. Joe Walsh's father died in service to our country in Japan. Walsh was 2 years old then. He designated nearly 20 veterans nonprofits to get the funds from the concert. Most of them are smaller regional organizations that Walsh and Vets Aid feel are filling the gaps that the larger government programs are not doing. When the U.S. decides to go to war, he says, Congress passes a budget. They don't ever think about putting aside money for when the troops come back. That's true. It's a disgrace. It's another one of these things that needs to be ferreted out. Lots of talk and no action by the part of these phony balonies who supposedly are in charge. Walsh says there are, and that's my word, not Walsh's word, but I think I'm interpreting the same thing. He and I are saying the same thing. He says there are a lot of these small vet groups run by vets themselves that we spotted all over the middle of the country. They don't have a budget. They're doing the best they can. So part of Vets Aid is to keep those things going. We look for them. We check them out. We get word of mouth from other vets and see exactly what they're doing with the money. And that's the legitimate way that we find
well,
it.
Well, that's
so
the way to do it, right?
It is the way to do it.
It's like Farm Aid. I give him so many props.
Yeah. Willie Dog Farm Aid run the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, good luck and good to know that Joe Walsh is at it again. As Veterans Day is Monday, 28 after, here on the DJV Show.
Under the Hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the gunman who opened fire a few hours ago in a California nightclub is dead. Law enforcement in Thousand Oaks, California, saying the man was killed inside the Borderline Bar and Grill, a country western theme bar where at least 11 people were shot, including a deputy. They say there are fatalities, but an exact number has not been released. This young woman was in the bar when the shooting began.
He had two rounds that I know with him. He changed them within about 6 seconds, which was really fast. So he knew what he was doing. And he also had perfect form. When I look back, he was like spot on.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer calling the timing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions' resignation yesterday suspect. Schumer warning any attempt to get rid of Special Counsel Robert Mueller could prompt a constitutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline ticket. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
No deletions here. We have all the info, all of the pieces of the pie put together to help you through whatever stuff you're trying to reckon with, figuring things out, that is, and who can figure out what's going on in the case of yet another shoot-em-out in Thousand Oaks, California. This is the DJB program. Jennifer Horn is here from that area. Victoria Keelan is in New Jersey. Kara Schillen is in Washington. And I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, putting the pieces together. The only thing that's new, if you didn't hear the story about what happened a couple of hours ago in a big, would you call it a nightclub, Jennifer? What would you call it?
Yeah, they actually serve food there. So it's kind of one of those hybrids where I think you can actually go there for lunch and use one side of the restaurant. But certainly half of it is a dance floor. And so if you go off to the right, you have a dance floor and tables. If you go off to the left, you've got a big bar area and pool tables. It's really nice. Thousand Oaks is actually a really nice area.
Yeah, it's an upscale area. Yeah, Calabasas, that whole area there.
Yeah, this shooting, I'm seeing multiple reports now between 12 and 13 dead. I had heard 11 victims plus the gunman making 12 dead. Some local media outlets are reporting 13 now, but the sheriff is Jeff Dean, who just gave a press conference at the top of the hour, just about a half hour ago, that said the person, there was a member of law enforcement who died, a member of his sheriff's team. And this person's name was Ron Hellis, who was close to retiring, a 29-year vet of the Sheriff's Department in Ventura County. He lost his life. He was out, I guess, on patrol with a highway patrolman. They happened to be in the area and heard the report of shots fired at the Borderline Bar in Thousand Oaks, and they responded, and they were shot by this gunman. There's no word about the motivation, but the report is that at least 30 shots were fired, and again, leaving a lot of those people in that establishment running for their lives. There's a whole wall of windows. When you walk in, you look forward and the entire wall in front of you is windows. And there were reports that people were using bar stools and chairs to break out of the glass. And the other element of this that people are not thinking about is the victims of the Las Vegas massacre. Many of them were from Southern California. And according to some reports I'm seeing now, there were inside that bar several people who were also Las Vegas massacre survivors. So it's a story that unfolds and a story that we hear far too many times. But
I mentioned that
point,
earlier. I didn't have any idea there was that connection. That's what popped into my mind immediately. Yeah. You were telling me a story before.
It's amazing how many of those survivors, I think I told you guys, I went to urgent care several months ago for something. I think I thought I had a spider bite. I don't know. I went into an urgent care and the woman was talking to me. She was a survivor. There are a lot of people in my community that made it out of that Route 91 festival and who are still dealing with the impacts of that and the stress of having to live your life after you've been through it. Obviously, the post-traumatic stress. And then to be in a bar and have this happen again, I can't imagine.
Yep, the country will change its MO. I think there are people who are just not going to go out. A lot of these nightclubs will suffer down the road if this kind of thing isn't dealt with. So that's the update, Jennifer. Thank you. Today, Thursday, November the 8th, is National STEM Day. Now some people refer to it, including me, as STEAM. It's STEAM rather than STEM. STEM or STEAM Day puts a spotlight on strong science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics in our schools, whether it's astronomy, computer stuff, woodworking, photography. Chances are a lot of your children and the activities that they spend their time doing have roots in some of the STEAM subjects. Adults are taking advantage, too, of this sort of learning. There are a lot of courses online that you can take. I was talking to somebody last night who's online to get a degree. And they're out in, I don't know where they were, I think they were in Ohio or someplace, and they're taking courses from a university in New Hampshire. A lot of people are doing that sort of thing. A lot of the good institutions are offering this sort of thing. But it's something to be aware of. You should know what your children are doing in school. Be aware of it. I think on a daily basis, if you're a parent of somebody who's in school, without doing the homework, I think it's always good to know what they're doing, whether it's a discussion about the homework if they have it or what they're doing in school. And if there is no interest on the part of the children talking about what they're doing in school, there's a problem. Children, I think, need to be excited at least about something in school. Remember, they're spending 7-8 hours a day there. What are they excited about? Do you talk to your children about what they like in school, who they like as far as teachers are concerned, what they're getting out of it? Don't you think that's an important step? Did your parents, all of you, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, talk to you about what you were doing in school as you came home every day or at night or in some way, shape, or form? Were your parents aware of what you were doing in school?
I think most part.
Yeah. I mean, Jen's mom was a teacher, so I'm sure Jen's mom was like probably going over her curriculum all the time. But my parents were very involved in just making sure that, you know, we always had dinner together as a family. And that was something that I know not a lot of families do that much anymore. And I think that was a really valuable time to talk about what was going on in school, what projects we were working on, what we liked, what we didn't like, things like that.
How about you, Kara?
Well, yeah, it was the same thing. I had a very, I think, similar childhood to Victoria. So, you know, I would go to swim practice after school, and I'd come home, and then my dad would get home from work at the same time, so we would all eat dinner together. I always did all of my homework, so it was pretty obvious what I was working on, and my mom would help me with some of my homework if it was physics that I didn't understand, and you know, she would come to all of my swim meets and we would talk about teachers. So it was very obvious, and I think I don't hide when I'm unhappy very well, so I think it was pretty obvious for my parents what I liked and what I didn't like.
It's nice to know you haven't changed since you were a kid.
Thank you for that.
All right, let's get to the television report, shall we? Jennifer's going to run through the TV shows. I see Shania Twain getting ready for the premiere of her new USA Network show called Real Country. It starts next week, focuses on 21 artists in various stages of development who will vie for a grand prize, which includes $100,000 and a performance at the Grand Ole Opry. So I don't know anything about these competitors. What do we know, Jennifer? You're pretty good. This is, as some of these people started on RFD TV, something a lot of people don't pay in mainstream. The mainstream will pay much attention to RFD. It's kind of considered the farm TV channel.
Right.
She says, I want to see talent that's done the whole process of finding out who they are. I think we can do more for them as artists on the panel. Who else? Let's see here. Who was on the panel?
It's Jake Owen, Travis Tritt,
Miranda?
No, that's from a different, so Jake Owen, Shania Twain, Travis Tritt, and I think there's one
Waylon,
other person.
Yeah, okay, I'm just looking at some of the names here. Whatever, it's interesting that she has the hooch that some producer or a television executive would say, oh yeah, Shania Twain's got a great idea. I don't know how many of you know how TV shows come about. There are what they call pitch meetings. And no matter whether you're a big star or you're a small star or you're a big producer or a small producer, you got 2 minutes to convince the person who's the executive from the network that you got an idea worth pursuing. 2 minutes. You're in, the pitch is made, and you're out. And so somebody was smart. She has, I've never met her, but I know people who know her. She apparently has a lovely, warm personality, and she's kind of a get-up-and-go sort. So,
well, I think it's cool
you...
that she's taking a different, she's not finding unknown talent. She's finding people who are already in the process.
Trying to work
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, you can go through Nashville and see working songwriters and performers and say, all right, come on the show. And I think that's really cool because that's where people kind of get lost in the shuffle, I think.
Yeah.
You can
Hopes
be discovered and then, but the people who are really working at it all along, I think that's really cool that she's giving them a leg up.
It is. So that's November the 13th, that show.
And
that
have
starts.
You seen her? She looks phenomenal.
She looks gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. She looks better now than she did 30 years ago when she started in country music. It's incredible how she's reverse aged. I don't know if it's that she's just happier or if she's had some work done. It doesn't look like bad work. So if it's work, it's good work.
Did she have a problem with cancer? Am I confusing her with somebody else?
No, I think she did have cancer. I'm not. I can't remember. I think she might have had breast cancer, but I don't.
Yeah, I think she might have too.
Oh, I never knew that. Wow. I could be making that up. It just sounds sort of familiar.
That's why I'm remembering. Yeah, she is attractive. All right, let's see what else we got. Kelly Ripa is going to go to. She's going to be on Riverdale as her husband's mistress.
This is going to be fun.
Is on Riverdale.
Okay,
see
them have people look.
I don't know if you saw the picture. She I follow her on Instagram, and she sent out a picture of her in costume, and she looks hot. And I never say that about Kelly because she's so little and tiny and thin, and she looks hot. Oh, my gosh.
So she's Mrs. Mulray. She's described here as confident and tough. She's the mistress of Hiram Lodge, who's played by her husband. Anyway, so there's something else. They've been married for, 22 years? They've been around for a while. Did they meet on All My Children? I think they did. Didn't they? Both of them were on that show?
She says the first, because they were love interests on the show. She was Haley and he was Mateo, and they ended up getting married. One of the great love stories on All My Children. And she said the first day she met him to work with him, she said, oh, that's the guy. And she said she saw her future with him, which is always so cute.
Yeah, that is sweet. Riverdale airs on the CW Network Wednesdays, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. All right, let's fast forward to 8 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, Jennifer. What's on the bill of fare?
Well, I want to give you an update before we get to tonight. It's the 53rd anniversary of Days of Our Lives. So if you're a fan of Days of Our Lives, you're going to want to watch the episode of 53rd anniversary. That's in daytime today. Now, lots of guest appearances tonight on Superstore on NBC, which I love. Eden Scherer, who was in The Middle, which is another show I absolutely loved, will be guest starring on Superstore. And on Murphy Brown tonight,
Matt Midler. May I interrupt you for just a second? What is there about Superstore that you like?
It's quirky. I didn't like it the first time I watched it, the second time I watched it, and now I'm hooked. It's just, you have to really watch it a few times, but it's very much like The Good Place. With Kirsten Bell. Yeah, it's not as heady as The Good Place, certainly, but if you get into it, it's just kind of quirky and funny, and it ultimately ends up being a pretty sweet show. So I like it. I watch it. Eden Scherer will be on it from The Middle. And then on Murphy Brown tonight on CBS, Bette Midler will be a guest star. She's had a lot of big guest stars on that program so far. All right. ABC tonight has an all-new Grey's Anatomy. That's at 8 o'clock. Following that is Station 19 at 9 and How to Get Away with Murder at 10, all-new tonight. CBS, all-new. The Big Bang Theory at 8, followed by Young Sheldon, a new episode of Mom at 9. Murphy Brown with Bette Midler at 9:30 and SWAT at 10. The CW, new CW, not W, is new tonight. Supernatural at 8, followed by Legacies. On Fox, you're going to get football. Thursday Night Football, Carolina Panthers against the Pittsburgh Steelers from Heinz Field. And on NBC, brand new episode of Superstore, as we talked about, 8 o'clock, followed by The Good Place at 8:30, Will and Grace at 9, I Feel Bad at 9:30, and Law and Order Special Victims Unit at 10.
All right, so you're both, you and Victoria are both fans of hockey. And I'm wondering how the season is shaping up. Like, a lot of people are analyzing the NFL and the games and stuff like halfway through the season. What is this season? Just out of curiosity, I usually give you short shrift, and so I thought I would
We're only a month in, so it's not halfway through the season yet. We're a month
What, for football?
Right. Oh, I thought you said hockey.
I said we're halfway through the football season, so people are analyzing that. Hockey season just getting started. What do you think is going to happen? How are they going to rank? Who's going to be on top? Just a minute
I'm
or so
give
on
you
that.
Full I'll give you full disclosure. I love hockey. It's probably my favorite sport. I have not been focusing on it because of the Dodgers being in the World Series, and I can only handle one stressor at a time. So after the crushing defeat, I will start watching hockey again. But my Kings are struggling this year, and they just fired and hired a brand-new coach. So hopefully that'll help turn things around. I know they've been winning since then, so maybe that'll help shake things up.
Okay. Victoria, you going to any hockey games this year? Your husband is a big sports producer, so does he like... To go
he's an Islander fan and a Mets fan just because he likes to torture himself. So, but I'm a Ranger fan.
That's why
so,
I married you?
Excuse me. Oh, thanks. Wow.
Oh, you know, stop it. Come on.
So, no, but I actually have not really been that into hockey yet either. So I'm kind of like Jen. But I'm always a Ranger fan. My backup team, I always root for the Boston Bruins. So far, they're in third in the Atlantic Division. So, I just love hockey no matter what.
That's very impressive.
Well, it took me 2.5 years to realize I liked hockey.
No, I realized it. I just kind of discounted it because of all the conversation, the silly stuff. Speaking of silly things, in sports this week, a lot of people were talking about the winners of the World Series going to a couple of nightclubs or going to restaurants and stuff and leaving huge tips. The Red Sox went to, when they were in L.A. and they finished... After the game, they went to a nightclub called the Nightingale Plaza. I don't know where that is, Jennifer. Where is that? Nightingale Plaza.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Nightingale
They spent $500,000 there. Left a $190,000 tip.
Better job branding.
Yeah, right?
Good God.
How do you leave a $195,000 tip? That's that's insane.
That's a house.
They went through 169 bottles of booze were in that place. And then when they came back to Boston, they did the same thing at a place here after the party in Boston celebrating their victory. They went to a place, all of them, I don't know, it was lunch or afternoon or whatever, and they spent another, I don't know, hundreds of thousands. They spent a lot of money after the World Series. God love them. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJB program. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen, but I don't have much. Every once in a while, when I pinch hit for you here, I actually impress myself with what I know or what I learn as we tell some of these stories as to how technology affects our lives. And here's a big one for those of you who have an earbud or two. You've got them stuck in your ear all day long. Listen up, because Victoria is going to change your evil ways, or at least give you the info to think about changing your evil ways.
This is not great news. So if you like earbuds and you prefer them over any other style of headphones, the bad news is they are definitely ruining your hearing. And the reason for that is not necessarily the volume that you're listening to music or podcasts or whatever you listen to. It's actually the positioning of the earbud in your ear canal. And most people are using earbuds that are the wrong size and the wrong shape for their ear canal. So it turns out that if you have these ill-fitting earbuds during your workout, you know, they can fall out if you're at the gym and it's annoying, but what it's really doing is more damage than that, because it can cause scratches and infections in the ear canal if they're too loose, because you end up, you know, taking your finger and you push them back in deeper into the ear canal. So that's one bit of bad news. Now, if they're too tight and your ear canal is really plugged up with the earbuds, then that can also cause pain. That can cause, I know doctors call it tinnitus, but most people call it tinnitus. That can give you that constant ringing in your ear, which there is no cure for.
Do you have
so
that?
So that can, no, I don't, thank God. But that can start from having earbuds that are too tight in your ear canal. One of the ways to tell, and this is gross, but one of the ways to tell if your earbuds are not fitting properly, if you pull them out and there's earwax on your earbuds, they're not fitting the right way, which means that they're the wrong size and you're pushing the earbuds too far into the ear canal where it's picking up earwax. Doctors also say that if you pull your earbuds out after listening to music, and if your ears feel stuffy or cottony is a word that doctors use, or if the sound is kind of dim or muffled, then you've done damage to your hearing. And once you've done damage, your ear cells do not regenerate, and that's a hearing loss. So you have to be very, very vigilant when you're using earbuds. Make sure the volume is as low as you can tolerate it, and because if it is too loud and if you pull those earbuds out and your ears feel like they need to pop, you've done damage to your ears. Now, the other thing you can do is explore different types of earbuds. You can do custom fit ones, which a lot of companies now make all different adjustable sizes. That's a good thing to try. Or the best thing you can do is use an over-the-ear type of headphone, either like what we call cans in radio. They're like the big ones, like yep. The Bose, you know, those type of headphones. Or you can use other kinds that just cover your ear. Anything that keeps the sound from directly vibrating against the ear canal, you're going to be better off. And so, once again, you know, they even say now that what they call quote-unquote age-related hearing loss is actually cumulative noise exposure over your lifetime. It really has nothing to do with your age. So, there you go. Fair warning.
All right. That's a good, that is a good warning. There's a new smartphone called the Red Hydrogen One. Looks straight out of the Terminator movies. Let's find out how this works.
The Geek Out.
If by chance you're in the market for a smartphone that looks like it belongs to the Terminator, you may want to consider the new Red Hydrogen One. The One is huge. It's encased in an aggressive aluminum case, and its 5.7-inch screen is supposed to pull off this 3D effect Red calls 4V. Now, there's a bunch of technical explanations about what and why and how this is supposed to work, but by and large, reviews of the phone are pretty disappointing, and they report the display isn't even that great just doing plain old 2D. So while it's a different and kind of cool-looking smartphone, the feature designed to make you want to spend $1,300 doesn't deliver. The Red Hydrogen One is available now, and we've posted lots of links to reviews on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Next up here is a focus on Instacart and what they're doing in grocery stores. What do we have here?
Instacart is the app that a lot of people are using around the country. It has 200 retailers, including Wegmans, Aldi, Cub Foods, Food Lion, Price Chopper, Publix, and a bunch of other different supermarkets. They're all in major cities. They're expanding even further now. Now they say they're in 70% of U.S. households in all 50 states. And so what Instacart does, you go on the app and you order whatever you want from your favorite grocery store, and then they deliver it to you. It's a membership fee. It's like $150 for the year. And then you get free delivery and things like that. Well, Instacart's new update is now they have grocery pickup service. So if you don't want the delivery, you can actually have someone else do the shopping for you, drive to your store, and pick everything up. Your groceries will be ready to go. And that's all on Instacart now.
All right, there it is, the word from the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.